right, welcome back to our second hour together here on the Jeff Allen Show on 570 News and Rogers TV Cable 20. You can reach me by emailing 570news.com. There's a, you know, page that says Jeff Allen. There's a link there. Or you might be out and about and using your smartphone. Apparently, Jeff at 570news.com works. J-E-F-F. More and more people say they should be allowed to purchase raw, unpasteurized milk. And Mr. Schmidt has been my guest before, and about 3.5 weeks ago we spoke, and he was beginning his hunger strike, and he's now in his fourth week, okay? And all he's asking, really, right now, and he has been, in my mind, really kind of screwed over a bit, or a lot. He was acquitted of all charges at first. You know, these charges the province laid on him for, well, running an illegal milk operation or some other baloney they came up with to make it stick or something. And then he was acquitted. The province of Ontario decided to appeal the acquittal. And then Mr. Schmidt was found guilty of 15 of 19 charges. And here's his deal. All he wants to do is have a meeting with Mr. McGuinty, who I understand and I recall before the election said he'd be open to a meeting. But then again, he said he'd be open to a whole bunch of meetings. I'm not sure. Okay, let me say this. He would like, this is his message, his request. I respectfully ask that that Ontario and the BC governments agree to a constructive dialogue on how we can provide a framework to enable people to make real choices about their food and what they eat, beginning with raw milk and the implementation of a framework that grants legal standing for cow share operations in Ontario and British Columbia. This objective also includes the end of the current prosecutions of cow shares, which meet proper production standards. Well, Christine Kennedy is, writes for the blog Butter Bell, a food education blog, and Christine Kennedy joins us now. Christine, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
And let me see now, on the other line, I have Pam Killeen, right? Hi, Pam.
Good morning.
Well, ladies, let me start with Christine. Are you supporting Michael Schmidt?
Absolutely.
And can you tell me why?
Well, my family and I have been drinking raw milk for the last 4 years. And honestly, to tell you the truth, Jeff, I don't know what we would do without it. And if it were taken away from us, I think that would just be a tragedy because it has so many health benefits. So I definitely stand in Michael's corner.
And Pam, you are a health coach. So, I mean, are you a proponent for the raw milk as well?
Yes. And I've been at this for about the last 10 years now. I had another farmer. I used to live in the United States, and my farmer down there also was attacked by the courts. So this has been a long-time battle for me. So when I moved back to Ontario and I noticed what was happening to Michael, I wanted to do what I could to help him out. So I actually teach classes on the importance of raw milk, and I talk a lot about the demonization of raw milk and how really, the finger-pointing is really wrongly justified.
What is the government's point of view is it's not pasteurized, therefore it's not safe. What do you say to that?
Well, 100 years ago, there were a lot of unethical farmers, inner city farmers in areas like New York and Boston and so on, where they were actually producing very unhealthy, very contaminated dairy products. And a lot of people were getting sick and they were dying. But this was 100 years ago. And we know a lot more about sanitation and hygiene today than we did 100 years ago. So when that law was established, the Milk Act, which was established in 1938, when it was established, you know, it was at the time they were doing it to protect people from these inner city dairies. And today the situation is much different. We know, you know, we have refrigerated bulk tanks. We have refrigerated trucks. We know how to test the cows very efficiently and very inexpensively. So there's lots of measures we can take into place in order to protect the consumer. So, you know, it's a really an antiquated law and it needs to be revised.
Christine Kennedy, is this about big business trying to shut down small business with the help of government?
I think so.
Okay, so that's a pretty simple answer, okay? Because some people have complained that the dairy industry has been behind us. Would you agree with that as well, Pam?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of pressure on the provincial government. The dairy industry puts millions of dollars into lobbying efforts here in this province. And the University of Guelph as well takes a lot of money from the dairy industry. And so they, too, have been ignoring the potential of doing research on dairy and the differences between raw dairy and pasteurized dairy. In the minds of the people at the University of Guelph and within the provincial government, it's an absolute. They will not consider the fact that there are some safety issues that need to be reconsidered and that there are some health issues that also need to be embraced. In Europe, there was a recent study that was published. It was a study that was done on about, you know, several thousand children, and they saw, again, this is not the first time they did this study, but they saw that children who were raised on raw milk actually had less incidence of asthma and allergies. So there are some, there is even recent research showing that there are some health benefits to raw milk, and we need to take a look at this.
Now, the last question I have for both you, we'll start with Christine, is that the big argument we get, and I'm just being the devil's advocate here, the big argument I hear about, because I think people should be able to, you know, consume what they want. But I mean, the government will say, well, you know, we have a healthcare system we all pay into. And, you know, if you guys have that bad milk and get sick, we're going to have to pay for it. What do you think about that position, Christine?
The people that really want access to raw milk are getting this raw milk from healthy cows. And the chances of anybody drinking bad or tainted milk and getting seriously ill from this healthy milk, that the chances are pretty slim. We are informed consumers, and most of us own cow shares, which means that we own part of that cow, and we're paying that farmer to take care of that cow for us. And there's a big distinction among milk. The milk that we are choosing to drink raw comes from farms that are usually certified organic, and the cows are on green grass. They are not fed antibiotics or growth hormones or inappropriate food, which would make their milk sick, you know, and the cow sick. So in turn, we don't get sick, and we're actually consuming a really healthy product. And if you compare that to the milk that's in the grocery store, that milk comes from cows that are in factories, and those cows are very sick. They never see a blade of grass, and they never see the light of day. So, you know, you have to pasteurize that milk in order for it to be safe. So it's the consumer that's making an informed choice.
Okay. And your point, Pam?
Well, absolutely. Christine is right. So, Dr. Ted Beals, who's a pathologist, just did some number crunching. And based on U.S. government numbers, he came up, he basically figured out that raw milk from grass-fed cows is about 35,000 times safer than other foods. So it is an inherently safe product. Unfortunately, again, because, you know, the Milk Act was established in 1938, and it's been this pervasive belief. They public health holds on to that belief like a pit bull would, you know, hold on to a bone. They just will not let go of the fact that things have changed over the last 70 years or so.
Okay. Well, thank you both, ladies, for coming on today. I thank you for your time. And here we go. I'm going to ask you, should we be allowed to drink fresh, unprocessed milk straight from the cow? I mean, raw milk, if you like. Now, let me say this, too, okay? I have to say this. We are the only mammal on this planet that drinks milk after the age of 4 or 5, and we're the only mammal or only thing on this planet that drinks other things' milk. And many people think that's stupid to begin with. So let me throw that in there, too. But whatever you want to do, have at her. You want to drink raw milk, go right ahead. But you can't sell it to me. I don't want it unless I want it. It's labeled raw milk. Right? Don't just pour it in my coffee and say, how do you like that? But I'd like to hear what you say. Should we be allowed to drink fresh, unprocessed milk straight from the cow? And should the government of Ontario, at least, listen to Michael Schmidt and his request? This is 570 News.